Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Dean Richards is off today, but we have entertainment tonight's Cassie DeLaura with us with her report from Hollywood. Good morning, Cassie. Let's talk.
Good morning, Bob.
Let's talk about how the coronavirus is affecting celebrities. Now, Katy Perry is canceling her wedding. Is that what she's doing?
Not canceling entirely. She's still going to get married to Orlando Bloom, but they are just postponing their wedding over the coronavirus concerns. So they have been engaged for a little over a year, and a source is now telling ET that they are postponing the nuptials that they had planned actually in Japan for this year due to the worldwide coronavirus outbreak. And in fact, they will not be tying the knot until 2021 now. Now, obviously, as of right now, Japan has over 1,000 cases of the illness, so I could understand seeing them wanting to postpone their nuptials, especially if it is abroad. But yeah, we're seeing a lot of celebrities taking action over the health concerns right now, from canceling concerts or even, in this case, Katy and Orlando's wedding. We are seeing sports officials working overseas to make sure that fans are safe at games and whatnot. So, yes, a lot of people taking action over the coronavirus fears.
Yeah, and out your way there in Los Angeles and in the state of California, you've had a lot of coronavirus cases out there. So I'm sure people are freaked out there.
Wash your hands.
Yeah, wash your hands. Be healthy. And as long as we're doing wedding news, talk about what Prince Harry and Meghan Markle saw. This is funny.
Oh, this is so interesting. So during Meghan Markle and Prince Harry's first joint appearance back in London since what has now been dubbed as Megxit, they were at the Endeavor Fund Awards, and a couple actually got engaged right in front of them, and their reactions were the absolute cutest. I feel like Meghan Markle is a total romantic at heart, and you could see her like holding her hands up to her mouth, gasping while the proposal was happening in front of her and her husband Harry. But it was during one of the acceptance speeches at the awards, and the attendee who was the winner, he kind of called up his girlfriend while giving his acceptance speech and got down on one knee and actually proposed to her in front of the Duke and Duchess of Sussex. I mean, that if that's not a story that you tell your future kids one day, I don't know what is.
Yeah, well, wedding pictures someone will actually look at years from now.
100%. And you can't miss Meghan Markle in that stunning blue dress that she was wearing yesterday. I mean, Bob, all eyes were on this appearance yesterday because, of course, it's their first joint appearance back in London since all of the royal drama. And this is kind of their farewell tour. I mean, they are wrapping up royal duties as senior royals come March 31st. So the days are dwindling where we're going to see them in public with these joint appearances and getting those picture perfect moments. Have you seen the photo that came out yesterday of the two linked arms holding an umbrella and between the lights from the paparazzi cameras and the rain falling down and the two just smiling at each other? It is the most frame worthy photo I have ever seen.
They look happier than ever, don't they?
Because they have kind of really gotten everything that they want. They can, you know, have their private life back in Canada and then also in London and then also carry out duties when they want, because obviously that does still hold a huge place in their heart. But yeah, I think, I mean, obviously their family, they've done an amazing job at putting baby Archie first and foremost. And so this is just the next chapter in their life. And yeah, you put it perfectly. They look very happy.
Everybody is talking about yesterday's Ellen DeGeneres show with Demi Lovato, and tell us about what happened on that program.
Yeah. Yeah, so Demi Lovato appeared on Ellen's show, and she really opened up about her journey that led to her 2018 relapse and, of course, her her overdose. And it was very interesting because Ellen and Demi had a very candid conversation with each other about how Demi's former management team was pretty controlling. And that was from Demi's words herself, the word controlling, which she says she doesn't like to use, but that's how she described it, which she says led to question her 6 years of sobriety. I mean, Ellen even talked about how her team was so controlling with Demi that they had hid in her dressing room all of the sugar because they were trying to make sure Demi wasn't overeating too much sugar or things that would affect her weight. And Ellen actually mentioned that she had just learned about that that day of what was happening really behind the scenes. But Demi is really, we're seeing her more candid than ever right now in this phase of her life. And in fact, she just released a brand new empowering song called I Love Me. And the music video is even as empowering as ever as well. So it is a song about loving yourself. And she talks about what she does for herself when it comes to self-care, which in her words are meditation, aroma, therapy. She loves to cry to music. So I think she's using her platform right now, especially for young girls to look up to her and know that your past does not have to define you, and you can move on from it and you can become stronger than ever. And if you haven't had a chance to check out this music video that just released, I mean, it is absolutely beautiful. There are a lot of references to Demi's past, even the Jonas Brothers. Fans noticed like three grown men in this music video kind of walking past Demi Lovato as like symbolic of that chapter of her life. There's also a reference to her overdose. There's also a reference to her role in Camp Rock and how all of those things affected her past and now how she's stronger than ever.
What is it about Ellen? Everybody opens up to her. I think it's the comfy chair on the set.
Mm-hmm. When you're not worried about being surprised by someone hiding in a box, I feel like you're very able to open up to her. But also, I mean, Ellen has done an incredible job. I mean, she's a veteran in this business, and she has built relationships, and that's what it comes down to. If you have a relationship and you're comfortable with your subject and your subject is comfortable with you, yeah, you're going to get a really open and emotional and candid interview.
Yep, and she does. It's Cassie DeLaura from Entertainment Tonight, and it's 6:30 p.m. weeknights on CBS2, and we appreciate the report. Cassie, you have a great weekend out there in Southern California.
You too, Bob. Thanks.